Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onole Tini. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति प्रधानमंत्री की है। मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करके जवाब।
Mr. Shah pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. Dimapur Congress Committee, DCC, has demanded setting up of a special investigation committee to conduct forensic audit of financial transactions and work progress of the recent renovation and modernization of Dimapur Town Hall. This was stated by President DCC Kutoho Chishi in a press conference yesterday. The president said an RTI was filed on the construction of the Dimapur Town Hall, which amounted to over 19.90 crore rupees. Mr. Chishi said the special investigation committee should include the DCC officials for the satisfaction of the people of the state. The committee should investigate procurement process for potential overpricing so as to ensure that all documentation are complete and legible, and to enforce penalty clauses for delays and non-compliance with specifications. Naga People's Front NPF President Apong Pongunner urged party workers to intensify efforts to strengthen the party at the grassroots level. Mr. Pongunner said this during the recent meetings held in Perin and Dimapur districts. Speaking to party members in Jaluki Perin, he reminded the members that NPF, the oldest regional party in the Northeast, remains rooted despite having only two MLAs in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. He called for an enrollment drive in Tenning and Perin constituencies and emphasized the importance of identifying capable leaders. At the Dimapur division meeting, Mr. Pongunner stressed the need to establish proper infrastructure, noting that it is the foundation of the party. NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon reaffirmed NPF's opposition to the One Nation, One Election proposal. Addressing concerns about NPF's support for the opposition-less government in Nagaland, he clarified that the party remains committed to a peaceful and honourable Naga political settlement. Senior leaders from various divisions joined the meetings, underscoring the message of unity and organisational growth. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, AHNVS Nagaland, yesterday kicked off Phase 5 of its Foot and Mouth Disease FMD vaccination program at Lere Farm, Kohima. At the launch event, Director of AHNVS, Dr. Achila Au, emphasized the vital role of vaccination in controlling the disease. She said FMD poses a serious risk to the livestock sector and vaccination remains the most effective measure to prevent its spread. She urged all livestock owners to support this initiative by bringing their animals for vaccination to ensure the health of their livestock and the stability of the state's agriculture-based economy. We have a report from our correspondent.
The vaccination campaign, set to run until 21st of May this year, aims to safeguard the state's livestock from the highly contagious and economically harmful disease. The drive seeks to vaccinate 68,050 cattle and other susceptible animals across the state, playing a crucial role in preventing the spread of FMD. The vaccination initiative is being implemented under the National Animal Disease Control Program, NADCP, a key effort by the Government of India to combat animal diseases across the country. The vaccination is offered at no cost to livestock owners, and authorities have requested that all affected animals, including cattle and other susceptible species, be brought to designated vaccination centers. For further information or assistance, owners can reach out to local veterinary institutes or the Office of the Director, AHNVS Nagaland. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Task Force for Music and Arts, Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with the Indian Performing Rights Society, IPRS, is set to host a workshop titled Managing Rights and Royalties as an Artist on 4th of April in Kohima. The workshop aims to empower musicians with crucial knowledge about music rights, copyright protection, and the financial benefits of registering with IPRS. Interested artists, bands, and industry professionals may call or WhatsApp at 9863-1927-67 to register. The last date for registration is 31st of March. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.